You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. We're also joined with Nick from Radio Jolt Time and Kieran as well, occasional guest host here.
I would say the third member of Revolution Rock.
Yes, and also before we
actually, no, maybe
that's
the fifth.
Very generous, because you've probably done like what 1,860 shows or something.
Probably
in counting. Yeah,
I don't know how to count.
I've only appeared on 5 of them, so it's very generous, you'd say.
Yeah, yeah. When you put it that way, it makes it sound awful.
It sound very insulting. Thanks, Dave.
Wow. I'm glad I could insult everyone. But what we don't want to do is insult. We received a donation. Thank you for donating to the program. We had a $200 donation. Thank you.
Anonymous, awesome. Anonymous caller.
Yes.
During that
thank
set,
you so much.
Just called in.
Thank you, all our listeners. You know, I'm sure you're donating either online or over the phone at some other point this week. But just know, we love the fact that you listen. You are loved. We appreciate everyone who tunes in week after week as we bring you this rock and roll music. And a genuine thank you to everyone tuning in.
Thank you. So, cjm.ca or 519-971-3630 in Windsor, 1-855-344 in Detroit, 344-2526 in Detroit or out of town. We're going to say what we just heard in that set now.
Yes.
What did we hear?
That's a great question. Well, we had this set made on the fly by our guest host. Why don't our guest host talk about it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure. We just heard a certified power pop classic from the DBs that was Black and White from their 1981 record, Stands for Decibels. I really like that record. Lots of great power pop classics on there.
Featuring Chris Stamey.
Yeah. Right. What other band did he play? I feel like he played in another...
I think he's played in a few bands, but he also briefly, I think, played with Alex Chilton. Or did
he
some
did.
Recording?
Yeah,
did some recording
right,
with him?
Right.
But really, just a quintessential power pop record.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
great.
Honestly, this record led directly to the formation of REM, because I know the members were talking about a lot of bands that they all galvanized around, bands that they mutually loved. The Velvets were one of them, Patti Smith Group was another, and then DBs was another quintessential one they had.
For sure.
Yeah, so yeah, really, if you look at bands like DB, they set the tone and really the line for a lot of indie rock that'd be coming out thereafter throughout the 1980s and even the 1990s. Really awesome stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Before that?
Well, before that, we had a section from Cannon.
Was that Robin Hitchcock before that?
No.
No, it was the other one.
Camperman.
Oh, of course, yes. God, I'm on the ball.
College Radio.
Yeah. That was Take the Skinheads Bowling, of course, by Camper Van Beethoven. I've got in my hands here a CD that I think all of us agreed we have owned at one point.
Yeah, that's true.
John Peel's Festive 15. Which was free with uncut, and for some reason, all the indie boys have it.
Figure. If you do want the album that's taken off of, though, that was from Telephone Free Landslide Victory, you can always check that out if you're in the mood for that.
And before that, we had
some Unrest.
Oh, yeah, Unrest, another great 90s indie rock band. That one is from 1993. That song was called Makeout Club. Released on 4AD Records, and in the States, I believe the guy's name is Mark Robinson, the leader of that band. He has a record label called Teen Beat. They put out a lot of great 90s indie stuff like Bratmobile and a bunch of other great bands. But yeah, I think this was their 4AD debut. Really good record. It's called Perfect Teeth. If you like that one, check it out for sure.
Perfect. And then we started things off there with a track that, Kieran, you alluded to before.
Yeah.
Robin Hitchcock.
Robin Hitchcock. So, yeah, that's an album that I've just fell in love with this year. It's from 1985, as mentioned. But so that's Robin Hitchcock. At the time, he kind of went under the name Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. I didn't realize he had this whole kind of jangly indie side to him. I always thought of him as this, like, strange, like, neo-psychedelic, like, folk artist.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know about that at all. He was in a band in the late 70s as well called the Soft Boys.
A fantastic group, by the way. Yeah. Very underrated.
What a name. Very contemporary sounding name.
Oh, yeah.
Were they the ones with...
Band.
No, there might be another
They're
band.
The ones with Robin Hitchcock.
Yeah, okay.
yes.
But not the Water Boys. Very different band.
I wasn't referring to that. Okay, anyways, thank you for those selections in that very organic, spontaneous set we had there. Now I heard that there might be a quiz.
And now for something not very spontaneous.
Okay.
Because I've worked very, very hard on my rock and roll quiz.
Okay.
And I will introduce it to you now.
How do we do this quiz?
So, I've got a great name for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sex, drugs, and true or false.
That's actually really great.
So, sounds like a game show.
Should we change the name of our show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to read out these questions, scenarios in a way, and Adam and David will take turns to say whether it's true or false.
Okay.
So, who goes first? You? Or
you boys? You tell me.
David, you go first for this one.
Do you want to flip the coin?
No.
David goes first.
Okay.
So, question one.
Yes.
Legendary soul singer Barry White was also known as the Walrus of Love, often thought to be due to his large frame, deep voice, and erotic demeanor. This is, however, a common misconception. He was, in fact, nicknamed the Walrus of Love because he was born on Valentine's Day and always smelled like fish. Is this true or is this false?
I want to say false.
Well, have you met Barry White?
Once.
Did you? Really?
No, never.
Wow. Like, okay, what type of fish does he smell like? That's what the real question is. Are we talking perch? Are we talking pickerel? Mackerel? Those are all the fish I can think of. Clownfish?
Purely anecdotal, Adam. It doesn't matter. Really. He just smelled like a fishmonger.
You know what?
You can't distinguish.
That's true. It's like a seeping of all types of sea life. I'm going to go with false.
Okay. I thought it was David's turn, no?
Oh, I thought we each got to go. Okay, no, never mind.
I said false. We both said false. So what's the answer?
Well, so this is David's turn, right?
Okay, sorry.
He's saying false. Sorry, David, that is incorrect, actually. Damn, that guy smelled like fish. Anyway, moving on.
That's amazing.
Where do you get your information?
Adam.
I'm sure it's a variable source there.
This is your question.
Yes, of course.
British sophisti-pop band Prefab Sprout.
Oh, yes.
Once played a gig with Guided by Voices guitarist and solo artist in his own right, Tobin Sprout, in the capital of Belgium. This show was famously billed as Brussels Sprouts. Is this true or is this false?
Clearly, because I want it to be, I will say yes, it's true.
You're right, Adam. You're right. It's so true.
Oh, you didn't give me a chance.
It's so true.
Well, it's because you got it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, I get what you're doing. Okay.
So really, it's a 50-50 chance to do good. So you can only tie with me now.
Oh, okay, okay. It's a competition.
Really get one to...
Okay.
Your turn, Dave.
Okay.
Producer extraordinaire and quirked up baldy Brian Eno left Roxy Music under acrimonious circumstances in 1973. Story has it, he got fed up of how band leader Brian Ferry, when performing live, would change the lyrics, "We are flying down to Rio," in the hit song Virginia Plain, to "Oh my God, it's Brian Eno." When asked why he kept doing this, Ferry answered, quote, "Banter, mate." Is that true or false?
See, last time I said false and it was true. And now this time I want to say false, but is it false?
Are you sure you want to say it's false? I would want to say it's true.
I hope that's true.
But what do you feel?
I feel that it's true.
That is false, mate.
Absolutely.
I win. You don't even need the last question.
No, you should still ask
it,
though.
Okay, you know what? How about this is sudden death? This is either a plus or negative situation. Either I get the prize. There is a prize, right?
Or maybe David can play for prize.
There is a prize, yes.
Oh, what's the prize?
Just pride, mate.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
I don't have that. Anyway, go on.
Who am I addressing?
Final question.
Oh, it's me.
To Adam.
You're right. Yeah, Number four.
Unanimous champion.
I am the unanimous champion.
Windsor Hardcore Darlings, Bad Egg, had a brief brush with the mainstream this year due to a very brat encounter at an en route between Montreal and Toronto this summer. In these humdrum surrounds, they met one Charlotte Emma Atchison, a.k.a. Charlie XCX, arguably the biggest pop star in the world right now. She almost picked a Bad Egg's bag of four Buddy Burgers from A&W. Her actual order? We can only speculate, my friends. But at least we can rest easy tonight, knowing that our next root beer float from A-Dubs is so, so brat.
Nice.
Is this Ray or is it foe?
You see, I know there is a true narrative of Father John Misty sitting next to Charlie XCX on a plane and having no idea who she was until people around him was whispering who it was, and she was just furiously typing on her phone the entire time. I would like to say this is true, but given the lack of connectivity, of bands being together. I'm going to say it's very unlikely, so I'm going for a false on that
Mate,
one.
You've dropped the ball there, son. That's actually the only true question in the game.
But wow. I had the last one that was true.
No, it wasn't. I was just
you were just messing with me?
Well, then. Okay. Well, Adam still wins, though.
We may all be losers, but at least we have a perfect segue for our next
song. That was sex, drugs, and true or false.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen, for bringing that to the show.
Thank you for shattering our egos.
And, yeah, making people realize I'm not good at true and false.
Actually, you were technically good.
Yeah.
Final question.
Oh, there's more.
Are we going to hear a song from Bad Egg next?
I think so.
True or false?
This is true. I know this is true.
Well done,
so,
mate.
Yeah, what are we going to hear?
Breaking the Lease.
All right. Music from Bad Egg here on Revolution Rock.
A little bit of stuff involving the word
lease.
You know what I'm talking about, huh? You want to give it the title? Breaking the what? Breaking the what? Breaking the what?
Lease. with all that when I got out of the army. I came out of the army clean. Clean, converted, and confirmed. Roman Catholic. Yeah, right. Hey, no one ever scores in a disco. People just stand around waiting. Waiting for somebody to stand up and do something. Well, I'm somebody, and I'm gonna do something. I'm somebody, and I'm gonna stand up and do something.
Skyscrapers, lots of fun working round the clock. I like to ride in the elevators, clutching hold of my attaché case. I lift my wrist and I look at my watch and I see time fly.
Don't bother me, I've been trying to look busy. Don't bother me, I'm sailing across the water. Don't bother me, I'm sipping drinks in Tahiti. Don't bother me, I'm hiding in my brain.
At 6:05 I pull up to the driveway where I am met by my daughter and son. I kiss the wife, she says, how is your day beat? It's so nice now that the weekend's begun. Saturday I get up early and play golf with the rest of the boys. I come home pregnant and start to worry where she employs that threatening voice.
Don't bother me, I really am quite tired. Don't bother me, I'd rather watch some TV. Don't bother me, I'd rather lie on the sofa. Don't bother me, I'll cut the grass tomorrow.
To be successful is the main objective. Without this, how could you win? Kelly Wayne, whom I used to know well,
is
a girl who has everything. So we should all be like Darren Stevens.
I'm looking for some sailors.
Hello!
Oh, that's how we came back on the radio. Thanks
if you're
to,
a sailor, or if you want to make any sort of donation, please feel free to. This is Pledge Drive time, and it's really the last day of Pledge Drive, and we
is
love...
It? No, tomorrow is.
Well, it's the last day that I'm going to be here on air.
Son, where'd you find this?
I don't know, but we really want to thank the last caller we had. We were scared.
Oh, we were so scared. I still am. But you know what? You can also scare us by giving us a call at 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be listening around the world or even across the river on Fair Detroit, you can give us a call at 1-855-344-2526 and make donations online at cjam.ca.
I also want to say... I'm not scared of telephones.
Yes, you are.
Do you ever see that Clint Eastwood film, Play Misty, for me?
No.
It's a bit of a deep cut, like 80s on.
Yeah. Is that the one with the...
He's a radio host.
Is that the one when he flies to space with a monkey?
Yes, no.
I've seen The Fog. Is that the same?
He's a radio host and has like a creepy caller stalker.
There's a...
Play Misty for me.
There's a radio host in The Fog. Not to be confused with Fog Lounge, but you know.
Hi, everyone. We are on the radio, and we are speaking. What did we hear in that last set?
We heard some rare cuts, some great CanCon from ye old days of 1980s and 1970s. Going through quickly, we heard from Deja Voodoo from their 1984 debut record, Cemetery, with Big Scary Daddy. Also Dave's nickname around here. Before that, we heard... The Dave Howard Singers. We heard the track Darren Stevens from their very eclectic Alone and Gone record, only released on cassette back in 1983. Very hard to come across.
Deep cut.
Very deep. Not as deep as the one we heard before, though. The Government, who only had this on a vinyl release and was never reissued back in 1979. The album Electric Eye, we heard I'm Somebody. Prior to that, we heard from Fifth Column, all the way from Toronto, with their 1985 record, To Sir With Hate. We heard Hit the Roof, and then we heard something from this year, from Bad Egg, and this was a recommendation from Kiernan.
Yeah, local Windsor bands. I think they moved here, like, from, some of them are like Waterloo and Kitchener area, possibly? I'm not sure. But, yeah, based in Windsor. I think we've got a show coming up soon. I'm just quickly scrolling to find it. There's a Windsor show they're playing at Dominion House.
Oh, we're gonna...
Reckless Upstarts.
Ooh, nice.
Some skinheads I'd like to take bowling. You know what I'm saying, boys?
I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah. If you could just humor me while I try and find a date, because it'd be
I'll
cool to promote that,
because okay.
They're great bands.
And in the interim, while we're doing that, we should also talk about what we're going to hear next, celebrating 50 years of this release. One of my favorite albums by this band, one of my favorite records of all time, it's Country Life by Roxy Music.
Me too, this album rules.
It is just one of those great releases where I think so much is talked about the Eno era of Roxy Music, and a lot of like the post-Eno stuff gets swept under the rug. This album is fantastic, though, from 74, their second record, actually, from 74, and their second without Brian Eno.
Was it Stranded?
Country Life. Yeah. And this one, it's hard to really say what the difference is between them, because stylistically... There's so much similarity between this and Stranded, and yet there's just this tightness about the arrangements. Yeah. There's this greater brevity for the arrangements as well. There's also this greater sense of longing, I think, in Brian Ferry's vocals, where a lot of the irony that he usually sang with is stripped back a bit for the sake of these very tense and very reflective songs. And put that together with an amazing horn section and contributions from the likes of Andrew McKay, Paul Thompson, like, you are just have a winning record here. Also, one of those album covers where, as a young child discovering it, you think, maybe I shouldn't be looking at this.
Yeah, exactly. But, it, you know, it makes